Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
How are you doing today?
Oh, very well. Keeping busy as usual.
It's always a challenge.
Life's always an adventure. You never know what's going to pop up around the corner.
Well, for those of you tuning in for the first time, I'm Aphrodite, and my partner Jacqueline and I are pleased on Saturdays to be able to give you some astrological insights. We ask you to have your birth date, time of birth, place of birth ready, and one profound question so that we can be of service to you. And tonight we have a special two-hour episode. The first hour we're going to be serving you, as we have been in the past. And then we're going to be interviewing Reverend Stephen McLean. He's a certified medium. He's a pastor at the New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel. And he also teaches karate. He gives classes in mediumship. And we want to talk to him tonight to help those that are trying to develop some of their spiritual skills really get excited about it. He's very enthusiastic about what he does in all aspects. And he is extremely gifted. Jacqueline and I were talking a little bit last week, weren't we, Jacqueline, about Neptune being in Pisces now?
Yes, we were.
And how a lot of people now are starting to realize that they can open their third eye, that they can help others heal, that they can see beyond what's readily apparent. And sometimes, rather than calling us for readings, they're calling us for confirmation, which I find so exciting.
Yes, I find that a lot more. They, you know, when I tell them what's going on, they turn around and they go, you know, I have a feeling it was you. I think it's just a great thing. It's a great thing.
It sure certainly is. It certainly is. All this Pisces energy we have going on in the heavens is pretty amazing.
Yes, it is. I've been waiting for this time. Period of time because of the spiritual awakening of a lot of people that have suppressed it and not really dealt with. Now it's really brought to the front.
Absolutely. One of the things that I noticed, because you know, I always pull up the chart of today, whatever time we start our episode, to take a look at it, and it's so amazing because today the sun is directly opposite that retrograde Mars in Virgo we keep telling everybody about.
It surely is. And again, that's a confirmation of there's a lot of physical things going on with a lot of people right now. They're very challenging. And with the Mars retrograde, it cleans up physically. Okay, but there has to be a certain balance within that. To be able to see beyond all the challenges that are being presented to you at this point in time and to really have faith that it's the right thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, it's an exciting time. I've been doing a lot of very interesting readings this week, some of them quite intense. And, of course, we do have Mars and Saturn both retrograde. That's now been going on for a little while. But we also have Mercury getting ready to go retrograde here pretty soon, don't we?
On the 12th.
Yeah. And I'm trying to tell people that although you know it's been lagging with the Mars retrograde and people are re-looking at everything that they've created as far as the structure of their environment with Saturn retrograde, that still in all, with Mercury retrograde on top of it after March 12th, they need to finish up something, they try and bring something to a close or make any major decisions, they're better off to do it now than later in the month. So.
Yes. Or wait until after April 13th. Because,
if at all possible. That's not always possible.
I know. But do it now. Do it before the 12th.
Well, we already have a number of people on hold, I suppose. We should get to it. What do you think?
Right. Sounds great to me.
Okay, great. Hi there. You're on the air. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Renee, and my birth date is 7956. And I was born in Chicago at 6:07 p.m. And my question is, I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Yeah, we're having a little bit of trouble with the electronics tonight, and I'm not sure if it's those tornadoes that have moved through or what's going on. We're going to try and tough through it.
Okay,
if you're too close to your computer, you might want to move away.
Oh, I'm not. I don't have a computer on.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, my question has to do with employment. My career. I'm looking for one.
What do you do for a living now?
I'm unemployed right now, but my past has been in management.
Interesting. And what did you manage?
People.
People.
But I'm open to change, but I did manage a lot of people.
Great. You are very resourceful. There's no doubt about that.
Thank you.
Very resourceful. You have a lot of planetary energy in your eighth house. Do you still live in Chicago?
No, I live on the West Coast in California.
What city?
By San Francisco.
Okay. That changes your planetary picture.
Oh, really?
Well, what happens is when you move to a new location, it takes you about 13 lunar months to adapt your energy field to the grid. And what happens is although your planets that you were born with don't change, the houses they're posited in does change. So the way you've managed in Chicago, you will not manage the same way in California or maybe even in the same genre. So it does change things quite a bit.
I've been in California for 32 years.
Okay, great. Okay, well, now I'm looking at the real chart.
Okay.
And here you still have a lot of planets in the 8th house, but one of those planets is your sun, which your sun wasn't in the 8th house in Chicago. Now, you're very psychic, aren't you?
I'm very intuitive, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, as far as your work is concerned, I think you have to have a lot more faith at this point in time. That's what I'm going to tell you. I think you have some opportunities coming up, but I think that born in your fire, then you need to recharge your faith to be able to get it, because what you see is what you get with you.
Okay. Can you repeat what she's saying? Because I'm getting all that feedback.
Yeah, Jacqueline, you are breaking up. I can't even hear you on my phone. I don't know what's going on there.
Let me try and call back in.
Okay, great. Thanks. See, right now, as far as your career is concerned, my friend, Mars is retrograde in Virgo, and it's transiting your 10th house, which is the house of being the profession, the manager, and dealing with corporate energies, okay? But it's also the house where you can work for yourself and be administrative in that way as well, okay? And so what we're seeing here is because Mars is retrograde, you are going to have difficulty making a decision about which thing to even go for. Even if you had multiple opportunities right now, I think it would be a little bit difficult for you to make a bona fide decision. Now, Mars retrograde will usually indicate that you could go back to a past employer, or someone you've worked with in the past could have a clue for a very interesting job that you could embrace at this time. And then once Mars goes forward on April 13th, then you're more apt to get a fresh opportunity, something that you've never done before, something that is brand new, where they're trying to reorganize, and they've been doing the reorganization through the Mars retrograde, and they want to bring somebody on to help with that. But that's what
I like that one better.
Yeah. So that's kind of what you're looking at. And because it's retrograde now, what I'm going to encourage you to do, if you've applied to a job somewhere else, reapply. Because the reapply action is also honored by Mars being retrograde and Saturn being retrograde as well. Okay? And also, what you want to think about, too, is the fact that with Mars retrograde, they're going to want to have a lot of details, especially since it's in Virgo, a lot of details on your experience. So choose to be very creative with your resume. Okay, if you get in for the interview, be as specific as possible and really be very super responsive. Really listen before you respond. I mean, you're going to have in your mind a dialogue that you're ready to deliver, you know, when you get there. But at the same time, be very, very open to respond to their needs and desires, because Mars in Virgo is a perfecting intelligence.
Okay. I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I were you, I'd go ahead and I'd redo some of the stuff. I'd make contact with people from the past and see if there is a new opportunity, a place maybe where you've been before. Hold on. Jacqueline's back. I'm going to grab her right now so she can give you some insight. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, Jacqueline.
Hi.
Are you there?
Can you hear me better now?
Hey,
are
you back? Yes. Great.
Yeah.
I've been telling her some stuff, so I wanted you to take another look and see if you see something that I missed.
Okay. I'll go back into the situation as far as what I saw. I didn't hear what you had said earlier.
I was talking about retrograde Mars and her 10th and stuff and how to work with that energy as far as, you know, interviewing.
Great. And I think that's a good thing because that's exactly what I was looking at here. And it really, attitude makes every single thing change. You can shift and change who you are, your presence in front of people by just your body movement, which I think is really great, okay? So you have to be enthusiastic and can't have any fear going into these interviews is what I'm going to say. Go into it more like a game or more like this is just fun. I'm going to see how perky I can be, okay, kind of situation. Don't think about, am I going to get the job or am I not going to get the job, or start questioning it. I think you'll do a lot better that way because your body language is, you have no poker face. You realize that.
Say that again?
You have no poker face. You can't hide how you feel.
Right.
Yeah,
that's true.
That way. And so no matter how you go into an interview, you have to go into it without thinking about how you feel, thinking about the nervousness of the situation, but go into it having fun with it like that's your job, like that's what you're here to do, is see how perky you can be and how fun you can be and how well you can interview, not am I going to get the job or not. Does that make sense to you?
Which is the same with what I was telling her when we had lost you for a minute, Jacqueline, is that the details and the responsiveness is the most important thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're glad you called in tonight. Keep us posted on how you do, okay?
Yeah, thank you for a great show, and I'll be listening the second hour as well.
All right, great, thanks.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
This phone thing is kind of driving us a little bit crazy, but I think we have it resolved. I'm putting it out to the universe. Are you ready for the next caller?
I'm ready for the next caller. I hope this works.
Okay. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you tonight?
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Doing great this afternoon. How are you doing?
Great. And what's your name?
My name is Craig.
Hi, Craig. And what can we do for you tonight?
I've been working on my doctoral proposal for a year, and I submitted another proposal 2 weeks ago. And I'm scheduled to get it back any day now. I just want to see how that's going to go for me.
Awesome. When's your birthday?
January 8th, 1980.
Yep. And what time were you born?
8:56 a.m.
And the city that you were born in?
Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit. You still live there?
No, I moved.
Where'd you go to?
I went to Georgia.
Oh, really? What city?
Atlanta.
Did you say Toronto?
No,
Atlanta.
Okay. It must be me. Atlanta. I love that city. It's really wild there. To me, it's amazing. It's like a city of the future. I mean, last time I was there, I haven't been there in a long, well, a few years, let's put it that way, but it seems almost like a city of the future there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You may be in a little bit of delay. Now, the proposal that you put forth, Craig, well, did you do it in association with a partner?
With a partner?
Mm-hmm.
No, this is more solo. This is what I'm getting my doctor's degree.
Okay, all right. Could end up in a little bit of a delay, but it won't be serious. But even if you hear about the proposal, I have a feeling that there will be more to it before you land that which you want, because Mars retrograde is sitting right on your Mars in Virgo,
mm-hmm.
which means you could end up in a little bit of a delay. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do think there's a delay. I think there's some things that are going to have to be cleaned up with this. There's some details that are going to have to be reworked. I have to think, you know, I'm sorry to say that, but I think it's for the better in the long term. You know, this is part of a grand trine to Jupiter, and it's really going to make you better in the long term at what you do. So don't get discouraged with it is what I'm going to say. Just go back and clean up what needs to be done. You've got some very heavy hits right now. Psychologically, you're going through some strong transformation changes. And so here again, this is the time to really rework things and look at things in a little different aspect. But don't think that this is the end result, because I think you're on the right track and in the right direction. I just think you need to have patience and wait this situation out. You're a Capricorn. You know long-term goals sometimes take a long time to get there. So, but I think it's a great thing. I really do. But I think you're going to have to rework it. I agree with Aphrodite. And I'm sorry to say that.
But you just look at it this way, though. Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing, okay, had been in Capricorn since the Revolutionary War, okay? So nobody really understands exactly what it's going to do in a natal chart. They can know what it did in history. But Pluto, the planet of empowerment, is sitting right on your Mercury in Capricorn. It's a dead hit for like a month. So however you perfect this, because Mars in Virgo is a perfecting intelligence, it is going to empower you in the long pull, maybe over a period of 12 to 13 years. So for this reason, it's worth a couple of weeks of delay to get where you're going and really feel that sense of, I want to say I feel gratefulness coming in your future. You're going to feel like God has smiled on you when all is said and done. So I feel it's really good. It's just not today. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Well, we're glad you called in. You're welcome. Well, keep us posted. Call back and let us know what's happening.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Have a stellar night.
You too.
All right, bye. Amazing hits on that chart, huh?
Oh, yeah, just amazing. This guy's going through some major life changes right now.
Yeah, but I actually think, like you said, with that beautiful grand trine in Earth, it's manifestation time, and it's just going to be a little bit more perfected because you don't want it to fall down. You want it to be good construction right now.
Absolutely. You want to clear up every little spot and define everything and make sure it's got a solid foundation for it. You know. So, again, here, I mean, a little bit of a delay at this point for him, I don't think it's a bad thing at all. That Jupiter aspect to it is so nice. The rewards are so there.
It certainly is. Wow. You ready for the next caller?
All right.
All righty then. Good evening, this is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi there, how you doing tonight?
Hello?
Can you hear me? This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi. This is Lynn speaking.
Hi, Lynn. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
And what can we do for you?
Well, I want to find out if there's a way you can tell me whether or not I should be separating from my husband, whether or not I've been, if I've given it an honest go and can feel good about walking away.
Okay, we can
take
a look at that for you.
March 12th, 1970.
And what time were you born?
7:11 p.m.
All right. And the city?
Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
And you live there now?
Yes.
Okay.
And what is your husband's birth date?
December 25th, 1966.
And do you know what time he was born?
No.
And what city was he born in?
North Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Okay. We like to be thorough. We're really not nosy.
Like to have all the information in front of us before we make a choice of that.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, just looking at your chart and the transits, Lynn, I got to tell you, you're definitely ready for a liberation. There's no two ways about that. You are really going through a period of time where you really are looking to demonstrate some freedom and love the love that you want to love. And that's very, very powerful in your personal chart. Okay, I haven't even looked at his yet.
Oh, and wait till you see the compatibility. I think you're a high optimist, and I think you really tried to make an effort to make this work. He is a one-to-one relationship guy, and he is honorable, so there are some good parts to the circumstances, but he does not fit within your personal values and beliefs. He does not fly. You fly. There's a whole difference. He suppresses you. You know, you've got that Gemini moon, and you've got the wonderful Pisces sun and Mercury in Pisces and that Venus in Aries. You have such a strong, robust love, and this guy suppresses it. I'm sorry. I have to really be honest with you. He is your teacher. His Saturn sits dead on your sun. He teaches you and disciplines you and, you know, has this timing that I'm sorry. I really, for your own betterment, have to tell you that this is something like you would marry your father. You know, it's not a good relationship. Yes, he's honorable. Yes, he has good intentions, but the two of you, you end up sacrificing yourself to make this relationship work and try and fit within his image of what he wants as a relationship. It's not good.
The other thing that I'm looking at, Lynn, also is that his Uranus, okay, sits on your part of divorce, okay, and that's just looking at the two charts together. And Mars, of course, is usually in a sign for six, almost 7 weeks, and then it moves on. It's retrograde in Virgo, so I know that you have been giving it kind of the last-ditch effort. That's very clear to me as well. But, again, it's not something that you can easily fix. It seems like you try to fix it, and then it goes towards greater disruption. Is that about right?
Yeah.
And now what's going to happen is Mars is still retrograde. So you're not apt to make an instantaneous move at this point in time. But it's going to go direct on the 13th of April. Okay, and after it goes direct on the 13th of April, let me tell you when it is going to pass over your part of divorce, because it's going to at least give you a timeline you can work with if you have to present that desire, okay? And that is actually in June. It is like the third week of June. So I feel that right now you probably need to make some preparations. You need to do whatever you need to do to get yourself together if this is a decision you're going to be making. And know that once you do liberate yourself, you are going to go through a tremendous healing. And it's going to be in a very short period of time. It's going to be 1 to 3 months. And you're going to feel very, very different. And it's nothing personal against your husband. You know, it's just when Uranus moves into a certain spot, because it hasn't, you know, it hasn't been in Aries in a very, very long time. And it's hitting your Venus now, your love planet, in Aries. And Aries is the I am presence. And, honey, you have to be you.
Okay.
Okay. I hope we helped.
You did.
And here,
yeah, but
you know, look at it.
I think you already knew, but you needed confirmation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look at it this way. The personal empowerment that you get and who you are really gets to blossom and bloom a great deal. This guy, and it is nothing against your husband. I will state again, he is honorable. He'll do the right thing. Okay? It's just that, again here, I think that you got a wonderful gift of learning what not to do instead of what to do from this man, to where your life is going to be better because of the knowledge you've gained from him.
Absolutely.
Right. So look at it in the positive way that really you're growing like a child into an adult. You're blossoming into yourself of truly who you are, and he has given you that gift to be able to do that.
Okay.
So look at the advantages in the situation and going through this. I know it's very painful about, you know, letting the hopes and desires and dreams go, but I really have to, you know, I wouldn't be doing you justice by telling you to continue to hold on to this relationship.
Okay.
Well, you keep us posted. Give us a call back. Let us know how things are going. We're here for you.
Thanks, ladies. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Talk about a direct hit, huh? Wow.
Oh, yeah. I never care much for giving people bad news, but there's no other way around it sometimes, you know? And it's not that she doesn't know. Here again, she's tried everything by this time to make this relationship work. So she knows.
And even when she called
they,
on
you know,
and asked the question, you know, I think that part of her would have been relieved no matter what we said. Because part of her wanted to be sanctioned for her efforts, even if we told her to continue for a while longer, she would have been okay with that. But you can see how things are moving in such a way that things definitely got to change.
Yeah, there's and, way around it with this. One way or the other, they're going to change.
Exactly. Let's take a breath. You ready for the next one?
Okay, I've got my breath.
Okay. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. How are you? Excellent. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I was wondering if I could get an idea on a career path.
Career path. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your birthday?
Okay. My birthday is March 5th, 1967.
And do you know what time you were
born? Boston. I was adopted. I don't know what time I was born.
Okay.
And you were born
but
in Boston?
I was born in Boston, Massachusetts, yes.
And for you, it might be challenging to get your exact birth time because of the adoption in that day and age.
Yes.
Do you still live in Boston?
I do not. I am now in Virginia.
Oh, where in Virginia?
I'm in just south of Roanoke.
Roanoke? Great, because that's where I am. I'm in Roanoke.
What's that?
I'm in Roanoke, and I was born in Worcester, Massachusetts. How about that?
Really? Oh, awesome.
How awesome. Isn't that funny?
Yes.
I love
yes.
it. Synchronicity. Okay.
There you
see.
Go.
There you go. Wow. Do you have a degree already?
I do not have a degree, no. I've been a stay-at-home mom for the last 20 years. I have 6 children.
Well, I have to tell you, you should be a psychologist with this chart. Holy moly!
You'd do well. You would do well.
You're definitely a great parent, and you definitely are very psychic. You can, you know, you're one of those mothers that has eyes in the back of your head, aren't you?
Absolutely.
You can feel it before it happens. I like it a lot. And that's
one of the things that are broken.
You
want to make everything better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
You'd really make a good therapist. You really would. You have the capability because of the Aries moon, or I believe to be what is the Aries moon. It could be a Taurus moon, but right there within. Aries Taurus energy, to really be able to let go of personal things that aren't personally attached to you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So and that's good for a therapist or a psychologist or a psychiatrist, something like that. And you really have a wonderful way of transforming and changing people by just your communication level. Okay, you are extremely intelligent, no matter how I look at this.
Can I ask you a question? Are you physically fit?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you a kind of person that really likes to work out?
Well, I do work out, but I wouldn't say I do it every day faithfully.
Okay. Well, because, you know, right now you don't really have a degree, and I'm looking at the chart, and I'm thinking that you could be a good physical therapist, you could be a good personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, you can get into the psychology of how that makes people feel. You have the ability to inspire people as well.
Okay.
And becoming a personal trainer and working with people, the certification on that is a lot shorter as far as schooling is concerned. And even if you were working as a personal trainer and decide you want to go into physical therapy or something else, at least you'd have the income backing you up to go on and continue on, and you'd already be doing some of the things you need to know. Because I get the feeling that you kind of like want to get moving here.
I do. Well, let me tell you what I'm really interested in at this moment.
Okay, go ahead.
And that would be Reiki.
Okay, excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shoot.
That's good, too. The healing energy is definitely there. The psychic stuff is definitely there. That would be a great thing to do as well. And now, are there centers near where you live now? I mean, you're south of Roanoke. I mean, there's Reiki people that work out of the Lifestream Center, where I do my readings out of here, and they're fantastic over there. They're offering all kinds of certifications over there now.
Really?
Really? Yes. And if I were you, I'd give Carolyn a call at the Lifestream Center.
Okay.
And it's 344-3031. That's her number, 344-3031. And
okay.
The Lifestream Center has all kinds of beautiful things they offer there. They have yoga classes and stuff, too. But she has a beautiful newspaper she puts out. She helps everybody promote themselves. And the Reiki girls there, when I went through a healing, when my husband passed away a couple years ago, they did so much to heal me.
Really?
Okay. So her number is 344-3031. Might want to give her a call and find out about the certification program.
Awesome. I will do that.
And
okay,
they do wonderful work over there.
Well, actually, there's a course coming up for your next guest who's coming from New River Valley Metaphysical Center.
Yep, I'm associate pastor there.
Oh, well, I'm coming there tomorrow.
Oh, well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, you will.
We're going to have Reverend Stephen McClain on next. Reverend Stephen McClain's on the second hour.
Yes, exactly. I got the newsletter. That's why I listened and called in tonight.
Yeah, we're
so I'll be visiting
to
tomorrow for the first time, but I plan on coming all the time. And he's doing a program this month for Psychic on the 17th, and I plan on going to that.
Absolutely. It's going to be marvelous.
You're
awesome.
Great with that. And I looked up, since your birthday's really close here, I looked up your solar return in Roanoke, and you've got a bunch of stuff in the ninth house. This is not the year for you to work. This is the year for you to go to school, okay? So I would be sucking up as many courses in the intuitiveness and the psychic ability and psychology and Reiki. All of that would work really great for you. So that's what I concentrate this next full year on. Your Mars is in great opposition, and it's retrograde right now, but it's in opposition to your Sun. And we were going to talk about that. We just barely got into it earlier in the beginning of the show. But that wonderful Mars opposition is going to rebalance you, okay? And it really gets you to be able to learn on a basic level very nicely, okay? So really, this is the year for you to have some kind of education.
Awesome. That's what I plan on doing.
Well, we're so glad you called in. I guess we're going to be talking to somebody else local here very shortly.
Excellent. I will see you tomorrow.
All right. Look forward to it.
Thank you.
God
me
bless.
Too.
All right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's great. I guess we should grab the next one.
All righty then. That was great.
It was great. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. Hello.
Good evening, Aphrodite. Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
Fantastic. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I'm kind of feeling like I'm being torn in a lot of different directions, people wanting me to move away from where I'm currently living, and
okay.
I'm not sure if that's the right move for me.
Okay.
And what's your birthday?
3/11/1968, and the time was 5:43 a.m.
5:43?
5:43, yes.
Oh, okay. And the city that you were born in?
Berea, Ohio.
Toledo.
No, not Toledo, Berea.
Oh, Berea. That's a different area than Toledo.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Can you spell it for me?
B as in boy, E-R-E-A.
Got it. And now, are you living in Roanoke now?
Blacksburg, yes.
Blacksburg, okay, great. Yeah,
yes.
I heard you coming to my church tomorrow.
I've seen you a couple of times, Joy. You know who I am.
Great. Yeah, thanks. Okay.
And you're going to be in Roanoke for your birthday or around Roanoke for your birthday?
Yeah, I'll be here for my birthday. I currently live here. I've lived here for the past 12 years.
You're a long timer.
Yeah, and I like it here. It's not that I'm unhappy here. I'm feeling like a gypsy, and I'm getting that itch to move, and I don't know if I should move. It happens about every 6 to 8 months.
Okay. Let's see what's going on here.
I can see the itch to move.
Yep.
I think it's to your advantage.
I'm sorry, what is that?
I think it's to your advantage, but I wouldn't move long distance. I'd move short distance.
Yeah, two years out, that's what I was feeling, too.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much staying in Virginia?
Yeah, I would if I were you. I think
so.
It's to your advantage. You're part of
Coach
Jones.
For you.
It's in your fourth house.
Yep. I'm sorry, Aphrodite. What was that?
I think it's a good place for you to be.
Oh, it's definitely a good place for me. It's just every once in a while you get that itch, and I'm like, do I need to act on this?
I think you just need to move to a different location. I think you'd be very content and very happy just moving from the location that you're in to another location is all. It's just a different view, a different perspective, different neighbors. You know, that type of thing. That's all I think you need. I don't think you need a big move or to move out of the state of Virginia.
I think it's a lifestyle change. A lifestyle change is appropriate.
Okay.
I think you get bored very easily.
Yes.
And you always need to have fresh experiences. So you may decide that you want to travel more, try new experiences, rather than keeping them moving. I think this next move, you might settle in for a little while. But I think the lifestyle change is going to take the pressure off for a much longer period of time. So when these things come up, you can go, you know, whitewater rafting in Georgia, or you can go to Virginia Beach for some kind of special presentation, or you can do things that keep you excited and keep you feeling that things are new and now, and I think that's very important for your psychology.
Okay, well, you pretty much hit on where I was also leaning towards why I would stay here. I just wasn't sure if I needed to act on that, what was in the chart for me. So that's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a stellar night. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, we'll see you, Joy.
All right, bye. Bye. Awesome. I tell you what, it's so interesting how they all call in at the same time. That's fun. It's very fun.
Oh, it is great. I think that's so great.
Well, you're listening to the Illumination Station. We're doing live astrology readings on the air, and we've been helping out a lot of people tonight. But before we continue, Jacqueline, why don't you tell a few people where you're located and what you're doing?
Okay. I live in Stuart, Florida, and I have offices all the way up to Vero Beach, and I go all the way down to West Palm. And I teach classes in tarot and astrology, as well as do readings at the Spark of Divine in Vero Beach. And I really enjoy her a great deal. She's turning this into a large learning center in many different venues there, which is really great. And I'm really watching her bloom a great deal within the last year. And I have clients worldwide, and so if anybody would like to get in touch with me, they can call me at 772-286-2720.
Excellent. And I'm Aphrodite North. I'm also known as Reverend Joy Gambin in the area. Aphrodite North is my pen name. And I do my readings at the Lifestream Center, where they have all kinds of interesting metaphysical and spiritual classes. And I do my astrology readings there, and I do record them for people. And I do a lot with the church down in Radford, the New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel. And I do a lot of people also by telephone, because living down in Florida for 20 years, everybody I did down there was from somewhere else, and some of them went back. So I do them by phone here in Roanoke, Virginia, where I live now. And my phone number you can reach me at is 540-400-0110. We're both very busy doing this. We love it. We've been a long time together, haven't we, Jacqueline?
Yes, yeah. A long time. I don't want to say how long, because that's a long, long, long time.
They don't need to know.
But it's been great. It's wonderful having such a great astrologer as a comrade and friend. And
I go along
it really
with that.
Is. It's really a wonderful thing that both you and I do together. I think both of us enhance each other a great deal. And in looking at the chart, look at two different aspects, but always come to the same end results of what's going on. So it's a great thing. I enjoy it.
Absolutely. All right. Let's take our next caller.
Okay.
This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you tonight?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, good. My name is Brandy.
So what can we do for you tonight?
Hi, Brandy.
Hi. Yeah, my birthday is 127.77. At 127
p.m. And what time are you born?
At 127 p.m.
Okay, great. And what city were you born in?
Fort Worth, Texas. And I was wondering if y'all could see a move coming up for me, too.
Okay. You sound a little fuzzy on the phone, so can you give me the birth information one more time? You're born 127.77?
Yes.
And you're born at 127 a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
And you're born in, did you say Fort Worth?
Yes.
Texas, right?
Right.
Okay, got it. Is that where you live now?
Yes.
All right. Take a peek. Whew. You are one strong person. Wow.
I don't feel like it sometimes.
Well, that Taurus moon needs a rest every once in a while.
Yeah, it's about overdue, I'd say. You need a great reward.
Yes. That's an understatement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that coming anytime?
Well, Jupiter's going to pass over your moon this year, and it only does it every 12 years. So there should be some good news about that. It's going to illuminate some of the accomplishments that you have and some of the intentions you've shared. So I feel that it can be good for you if you allow yourself to be introspective with it. You can start to appreciate yourself more. I think sometimes if you want other people to appreciate you, you have to appreciate yourself first, because then it starts to glow a little bit.
Right.
You sometimes feel like you're out there alone because your sun is the only thing you have in Aquarius.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do for work?
Right now I'm working on my, I'm starting an online website.
Okay. All right. So what do you see, Jacqueline? Oh, good. Okay. What do you
have to say to answer your original question of a move? I think you are going to move. Okay.
Ooh.
I think it's by choice. Okay. You don't have to move. I know you feel like it right now, but you don't have to move is my point. I think it's by your choice that you decide to move. I think you need to focus on your work, and I think you need to focus on on doing what you feel is right for you as far as your career is concerned more than focusing on your home. I think there's a lot of advantages there for you right now.
Okay.
Now, if you moved, would you move far away or would you stay local?
I don't know. I was just curious if I saw anything in my chart. Because I want to. I'm open to anything. I need to change.
Yeah.
I agree that you need a change.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I think you need to start focusing on something that works for you, okay? And really, I think enlightening and awakening others in a form is a great way of doing it. I like you out in the public more than in the private sector, just to let you know.
Like in what way? What do you mean?
Going out into the public to do your work instead of being behind the scenes sitting at home.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you're very, very reasonable and you're very strong on the inside. You actually have some natural survivor's skills here that are very positive. I think you do want to help people. I think you always will want to. And it's interesting because being an Aquarius, usually they're very, very independent. But because your son's in that ninth house, this is kind of like your mission. So you want to help people in a way that enables them to become more independent rather than create codependencies. In other words, you can give people the tools, the things that they need to move forward, and you can do it very effectively, very effectively.
Yeah. Do y'all see like a long-term love in my chart at any point this year?
I don't think you need to rush to do anything right now except stabilize yourself and get yourself repositioned. It's kind of like you've got to get yourself back before you can move forward.
I'm sorry, what?
You've kind of got to get yourself back and you've got to get yourself totally reorganized before you can move forward.
Okay, that makes sense.
You are the priority here. And feel good about that. Don't feel guilty about that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried yoga or Tai Chi?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yoga all the time.
Okay. Great. Because I think yoga helps you out a great deal. I think it's a form of meditation that works very well for you. And I think you've lost that future view of things that you haven't looked at before. Because here again, I will say that you will have a love of your life, but I think it's later. I think I agree with Aphrodite. There has to be some kind of shift and change as far as what you're doing for a living or your day-to-day routine before any of that is going to happen.
Okay, well, that sounds good then.
Well, we're so glad you called in tonight.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Keep us posted. Okay.
Good luck.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye. Wow. Very nice. All right, are you ready for the next one?
All
right.
We have
so many people on this switchboard, you have no idea, Jacqueline. I don't think you can see it.
Can't see it. But that's a good
All
thing.
Right. Going to go for another one. Here we go. Good evening. You're on the Illumination Station.
Hi, Aphrodite.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Yeah,
what can we do for you tonight?
Yes. My name is Lee, and I'd like to ask you about my relationship this year.
Okay.
And the 2nd of August, 1980.
Okay.
I was born in Vietnam.
And what time?
It's 6:20 p.m.
6:20?
Mm-hmm. But now I live in New York City.
What city in Vietnam were you born in?
It's Hanoi. It's H-A-N-O-I.
Okay. Wow, you're a long way from home.
Yes. Across the ocean.
Okay. Now you're in an existing relationship?
No, I just got out of the relationship.
Okay. So you're looking to get into a new one already?
Yeah, I guess, you know, it was, I was trying to get out, and I'm ready to move on.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking at your New York chart, and what I'm seeing here...
And I've been living here for 14 months only. Yeah, I moved in November 2010, so that would be like 14 months now.
Okay, great, because once you're past the 12 or 13-month mark, you're pretty much kind of settled in. Your energy's had an opportunity to adjust to the new energy grid that you find yourself in. So this could be very good for you. But I do think that you do have to still go through a bit of a healing process, and you have to redetermine what it is you are looking for in a relationship. So I really don't think that the one that you were in was a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with you. You got to kiss a lot of frogs to be able to find your prince, is what I'm going to say with this. Because, Natalie, you know, you're a Leo, okay? And the romance is very important to you. And, Natalie, it's in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, okay? But when you move to New York, okay, your sun went right into your seventh house, so one-to-one relationships became more closer to who you are instead of just the romantic idea, okay? And so I think you need to feel the energies of others and be open to the energies of others to say no, 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 instead of picking just the one that you vibrate or resonate to at the moment, okay? Because I think that's what happened with the other one is that you got a good feeling and then your secondary feeling was, oh, I don't know about this one. And you should have gone with the secondary feeling of I don't know about this one. And I think that you do need to get out there, and I think you'll find the right one without a problem, as long as you don't cause that same blockage and stop at the first one you meet.
Mm-hmm. So you see some positive things happening this year?
Absolutely.
The potential is there. It's your choice.
It is, and the thing is, don't choose someone who needs to be healed. Choose someone who can also be healing for you. You really need someone with a very cooperative effort in your world because you have both Mars and Pluto in Libra, the sign of peace and harmony and balance. So you need someone who is industrious, like you are, but well-balanced mentally, negotiable, okay? Can be romantic, but can also work with you about things that matter in the world and in your life. And that combination is so important for the long-term relationship for you. And you're kind of set up for it this year.
Okay.
You do have Neptune transiting your seventh house in New York. And the nice thing about that is that now that you've ended the other relationship, it opens you up to all possibilities. But take your time. And Mars being retrograde in Virgo right now, it's a perfecting intelligence. It's okay to be selective. It's okay to be discerning. it's okay to turn someone down gently for a date. In other words, you know, don't feel badly. If it's not there, it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have to try that hard. You want it to be a natural blossoming like a rose in the sun, like that. Make sure
uh-huh.
it feels
uh-huh.
right in all ways. Don't force it. Don't push it. Just expect the right one to show up.
Okay.
All right. We're glad you called
all
in
right.
tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
Keep us posted. Call us back. Keep us posted on what's happening.
Sure, I will.
Sure.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you both.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I tell you, it's all about love these days, isn't it?
Love is one of the most important things that people ask.
Exactly. All right. We have another caller here. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? Hello? You're on the air.
No, I'm not.
Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you? Hello?
Hello? What means you people are psychic? Didn't you feel this? Was there or not? I'm sorry. I know it's wrong.
What can we do for you tonight? Hello?
What? They're not talking to us, are they?
Yes, we are.
We are. Oh, we didn't know we were on the air. I'm so very sorry. We were listening to you on our cell phone. Oh, God.
Oh, God. It's okay. What can we do for you tonight?
I have a question for you. I was wondering if you could tell me if there's any change coming up in my living arrangement.
What's your birthday?
April the 4th, 1955.
And do you know what time you were born?
I know it was around noon. I don't have the exact time, no.
Okay, and what city were you born in?
Johnson City, Tennessee.
And where do you live now?
In Roanoke, Virginia.
Roanoke, Virginia, where I am. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's a great thing.
Oh, I love it here. Yes. I love the valley. Okay, let's take a peek at this chart and see what's up. Oh, you have a lot of work to do if you're going to move.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, are you going to be going back to the past?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Well, the past is going to play a very important role about where you move. So if you're not going back to the past, you're going to find it. You're going to try very, very hard to make this very, very new. And there's nothing in between.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I like Virginia for you. I have to say that. First of all, you know, your Virgo moon and your Mars and Taurus really make a nice accent to the mountainous side. So I happen to like Virginia for you, so I'll say that. Why do you want to move is my question. I think that there's some rebalancing that you need to do, and I think there's some reexamining you need to do in your life. But I don't feel that this is the time for you to move, at least until after October, or make that kind of decision with Saturn retrograde in your fourth house of your home. You might make the wrong choice. Until it starts to go direct, you won't find your answer with that. And it's going direct in October, so I really wouldn't think about it until after then, and that's when I'd make my choice.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think she could do it a little bit earlier because, well, Saturn actually goes direct the last week of June, and it goes into Scorpio in October. So my feeling is that, yeah, so my feeling is in June or July, you might take a look at that because On your ascendant, you have Jupiter and Uranus both hugging each other in Cancer. So if you decided to make a move that you were very excited about, that made you feel very secure in July, I want to say mid to late July, I think you could pull it off pretty seamlessly. Now, do you live near the water? Do you live near the river?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I just feel being around water can actually be very good for you.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I think you want a change of scenery, and I think you want a change of lifestyle, but I think that at the same time, you know, you're going to come in for a landing as Jacqueline kind of, I think she felt psychically, I think October, November is when you're going to be settled in. But you can make the move before that, but there's going to be a lot of adjustments you're going to have to make before the fall.
Okay.
But I still think you can do it, and I still think that you can be much more excited about where you find yourself.
Wonderful.
What are you doing for a living?
I work as a custodian.
Okay, cool. That Virgo moon. I love it. That's great. Okay.
Do you own your own business or do you work for somebody else?
No, I work for the school system.
Oh. All right. That's great.
Well, it's a stable and secure one, but I've got to say, have you ever, because you're going to work till the day you die, so when you retire from this, you're going to need something to rely on yourself, okay? And so, because I don't ever see a Virgo moon stop moving. I never have in my life. So, I am going to...
I'm not sure if that's good or bad.
Well, it gives you a purpose in life, which is great, you know, especially with that Aries presence that you have. It's a great thing. All I'm trying to suggest is that you might try doing something or think about something in the long term of having your own cleaning business on the side. You know, just as a part-time little job for you and just like something as a hobby on the side to do right now. But that would balance you out when you get ready to retire because it really, you know, working at the school system, you're going to have to retire eventually, and that really is not a comfortable thing for your personality type to feel lost again in between. So I like a transition there.
Yeah.
Just to let you know.
I see what you're saying. Yes, ma'am.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight. We're glad you called in. And keep us posted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll do it.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, it's about time for the second half of our show. This is a two-hour special we're doing here, Jacqueline and myself, for the Illumination Station. And we have a special guest tonight we invited to be on our show. He's a very dear friend of mine. He is the pastor at the New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel. He's a certified medium. He also does blindfold mediumship, which is extremely interesting. He's very gifted. He also teaches karate, and he's a wonderful man, and I invited him on here tonight to encourage other people that want to develop some of their skills, and we wanted to interview him so that if you have had these stirrings that you want to be a healer or you want to develop your psychic ability or your clairvoyance, he is a really remarkable man. We're even going to look at his chart at the end of our interview and say some things about his chart, which I think will be kind of fun. And so, Jacqueline, I'm going to introduce you first as soon as I can get him on the line.
All right.
All right.
Reverend Stephen McLean, is that you?
That's me.
Great. I'd like to introduce you to my friend Jacqueline DiCarlo, a marvelous astrologer. She's down in Stuart, Florida. She's on.
Hi,
how are
you?
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, they
good to
talk
to you.
Both heard a lot about each other. It's great. So how are you doing tonight, Stephen?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful.
You are?
I've been sitting here listening to you all with the rest of the show. I've been listening, so I've been enjoying this.
And we had some people coming. They're going to be coming to the chapel tomorrow, too, that I was talking to, which was really fun.
Well, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. I look forward to talking to them and meeting them.
Exactly. Well, the first question I wanted to ask you, Reverend Stephen, is I wanted to ask you, how did this miraculous journey of yours begin?
Well, okay. Which part of it? I mean, are you looking at it when I kind of begin experiencing life as a medium or just spirit or what are we looking at with that?
I was looking at... Tell us a little bit about you, the beginning of you, you know, the beginning of your life and, you know, again, when you first discovered your that you had something unusual of a talent.
Okay. Well, one of the things that anybody who's been around me any length of time, they've heard me talk about this. The first time that I know that I ever saw spirit... my mother was an Eastern Star. It's like the Masonic Lodge. It's affiliated with them. And I always teased Mom, and I said she had the blue-haired old ladies over to the house, and, well, you know, none of the men were there, just Mom and the ladies. And I was there, and I was just in my Sunday best and all that. I was supposed to sit there and be quiet. Well, I'm 4 years old, and I'm not supposed to be, you know, I'm supposed to be seen and not heard, so to speak, at that point. And at that point, I'm seeing a man standing there in front of me. He's talking to the lady sitting on the couch to my side. And I'm thinking, wow, she's ignoring him. And I'm 4 years old, and I realize, you know, hey, this is rude. How come she's not responding? But the thing is, what I didn't get was that he was spirit, and it was this woman's husband. Well, he realized at that point that I could see him, I could hear him. And he began talking to her again. Well, I had tugged on her shoulder, and I'm pointing him out. And she's kind of, you know, well, that's really cute, you know, and left me to myself. Well, he was frustrated. He began talking again, and I shared what he was saying with her, and she became very distraught. My mother took me by the hand and marched me into my bedroom and said, "Don't do this again." Well, I thought that she meant, "Don't ever do that again, period." I didn't realize she meant in that situation, because what I didn't know at that time was that my grandmother was also a very gifted medium. And so that's where it kind of began.
Excellent. And then how did you start to develop it?
Well, you know, for years, up until probably my middle, late teens, I didn't really understand that other people could do this. I had no clue that, you know, as I believe now,
it was a unique
that it's not unique to me, that every one of us has that ability to see and listen to spirit, but I didn't realize this, you know, until much later in life. So my experiences as a young child, as a teenager, of seeing and hearing and experiencing spirit, you know, I just kind of live with it.
Exactly. Well, I know that you have always offered classes for spiritual development and psychic development at the New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel, because I'm there with you. And I just wanted you to share a little bit of, I know that not only did you have the gift of mediumship, but you also took quite a complicated path as far as exploring different religions and different spiritualities and different types of meditation along your way to try and understand the divine as your gift was unfolding. Isn't that correct?
Yes. I was brought up and raised as a reorganized Latter-day Saint, a Mormon, okay? But the problem was, I'm sitting there in church, and, you know, I'm hearing the message from one person saying, you know, well, the whole heaven-hell thing, and I've got somebody who just died the week before standing there going, boy, did we get it wrong. You know, and saying, look, you know, there is no heaven and hell, et cetera, and, you know, here's somebody's, you know, wife who just passed, you know, talking to me, and I'm going, well, you know, this religion is not working for me. So, here I am, a 10-year-old kid. I take my dime tithing and sneak out of church, go around the corner to the laundromat and get a soda pop, you know, and so I kind of stuck with that because I was sort of thinking, okay, religion is not real, that it was something that somebody made up to make themselves feel good for whatever reason. You know, because, you know, I'm sitting there listening to spirit, Spirit's telling me one thing, and I've got a minister up front telling me another. Well, I'm going to go with what I'm experiencing firsthand. Yeah, and you know, I went from that. I went into Catholicism for a while. I was a Baptist for a while through friends. As a teenager, went to a lot of different churches with a lot of different girlfriends. So you know how that is with a teenage guy. In my 20s, I kind of stepped away from it just because. Everybody was telling me, you know, other than like Zen Buddhism. Now, Zen Buddhism, rather than there being the whole heaven hell concept, was that and Taoism. Learning to empty oneself and find balance. That was easier to do and made more sense to me, especially as a medium. In my early 30s, and then later on again in my 40s, I started looking at metaphysics. I had also gone through Wicca for a while because of friends, but that didn't fit. Again, going back to metaphysics, because metaphysics tends to find that center thread that I kind of think of as God that runs through all religion.
I know it. I know it's wonderful, some of the things you've done with the chapel, because it's an all-faith missal, and everyone is always welcome. I know that for sure about you.
Well, we try there. We try very hard.
Now, can you tell us about when you have your all-message worship services? Because I think Jacqueline's going to find this very interesting, how you do this.
Okay. The message service that we have, if I was sitting down and reading for Jacqueline, and we were just sitting down face-to-face, I might ask to hold her hand, I might ask to hold a picture that she's got, I might ask to, you know, pick up something like her watch. It's a form of psychometry. It just kind of helps me tune in. But the message service that we've got, you know, anybody can come. It's just a regular worship service. People come. And I do what they call blindfold billets, which is where you've got a piece of paper. Oh, it's probably 4 inches by 5 inches. And you write down the name of two or three loved ones you want to hear from in spirit or your guides, along with a question or two. And then you fold it in half and put your initials and birth date on the outside. And the usher comes along, you put it in the basket, they bring it up to me, dump it into a bigger basket, and I tape off my eyes and I'm blindfold so I can't see. And I reach in and I start going through the billets and I'll grab them, and I tend to shred them while I'm working with them. But the thing is, it's like I tell everybody, while I'm working with that, is that if I wasn't doing that, I would rather just be standing there in the chapel and go to who I'm interested to go to and start reading for them. It's easier. But if I'm standing there doing billets, I'm taping my eyes, I'm putting tape over my eyes in the blindfold, because I don't want to see your expression. I don't want to be distracted or start left-braining the whole process. So the thing is, I tell people when I'm picking up their billet is that, you know, it's not the phone book to grandma. It's not like, okay, they wrote down Grandma Rose, therefore Grandma Rose is coming through. She probably will, but, you know, you may have Auntie Jean and Uncle Bob come through at the same time. And that is how I step through. Now, it's not unusual to have somebody there in the congregation to walk in and be a complete doubter. They're thinking to themselves, this is a load of crap. It's never going to happen. Look, Uncle Bob died 14 years ago, and there's no way he's going to be able to hear from Uncle Bob. And besides, if I really wanted to hear from somebody, I want to hear from Grandpa Charles. Well, he's right. I'm not going to hear anything until he reached that point where he's going inside. If he can reach anybody, it'd be Grandpa Charles. At that point, he opens up. And it's not the point that Grandpa Charles is standing there. It's the point that he's letting me through. And on a psychic level, I may not be hearing from, you know, Grandpa Charles. I'm hearing from the person that's sitting in the congregation. But the thing is, because he wants Grandpa Charles to come through, and he's opened up, chances are he will. And that you know, so that's kind of how it works. And then I tell them what I'm seeing and hearing and feeling and et cetera, et cetera. And they go home happy.
Exactly. Really fill them out.
Well, that's a good thing. So it works on the inside of the person themselves? It's what you're telling me with that?
Think of it this way. If you, say, collected, I don't know, special coin purses or something like that, and they were all antique coin purses, and you would go to an antique store and you see on display a half a dozen of them, and you go, oh, wow, I want that purple sparkly one there, and you pick it up because it's beautiful to you, but you pick it up and you go, this feels bad. On an energy level. So you're setting it back down. That's the same way. Okay, I'm reaching into these people. Now, I may hear from Grandpa Charles long before I pick up the billet, but I don't know where it goes. Then I pick up the billet and I understand where it goes. But at the same time, on a psychic level, the difference between a medium and a psychic is that all mediums are psychics, but not all psychics are mediums. Okay, in other words, I talk to dead people. I listen to dead people. They show me things, okay? You know, there's nothing like walking through the ER at the hospital and having somebody who passed away, you know, who doesn't really know they're gone. That I'm doing is a medium. Now you can walk through the hospital wing as somebody who's very psychic and doesn't hear from spirit, doesn't see spirit. None of that, but you feel them there. You can feel that there was something that was very traumatic that went on. I mean, the person may have just had a massive coronary and blood out, and you're walking down the hallway, and you're feeling this. But you're not doing it as a medium. You're doing it as a psychic, or on a psychic level, rather. And so that's the difference. So when I'm doing messages at a message service, I'm doing both the psychic work and the mediumship work.
Exactly. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
That
now,
explains
would you advise
it very
people
well.
Now, would you tell people that, that anyone can be a medium, or do you think that there's a gift associated with it? Yes?
I would say yes. Anybody can be a medium, but I'll qualify that in that everybody can learn to play the piano, but not everybody is going to be a concert pianist.
All righty then. Fair enough.
The thing is, we go through every single day, each and every one of us. And I tell them, you know, I said, you know, Spirit's talking to you all the time. I said, I'll have a message service and somebody will have lost their husband. And I'll say, look, you know, your husband has been desperately trying to talk to you. And I'll tell them, look, you know, it's you know, your husband, Rick, or whatever. And the person says, no, Rick's not talking to me. I'm going, yeah, this is what he's been saying. And I said, look, you've been doing this, and I'll tell them the situation. They go, well, yeah, that happened. And I said, you're going through life with your fingers in your ears and your eyes closed, and you're going, la, 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 la. Because they don't want to get it at times. Or they try so hard that they shut it down. But everybody does it. They do it all the time. They pull up to, for example, you're driving down the street. You need to make that same left turn that you've made every day for the last 10 years to go home. You're two blocks from the house. And all of a sudden, you feel like, oh, this is a bad idea. Don't make that left turn. You're feeling it on every level. You're hearing it inside your head. Don't make the turn. But you go ahead and make that turn and get up the street, and there's a massive wreck, then you're all but in the middle of it. Did you ignore it? You sure did. You know, so it happens every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're having a special...
I agree with that.
Now, aren't you having some kind of a special workshop down in Radford at the New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel on the 17th called Unleashing Your Psychic Abilities? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. if I remember right, from 9 until 4 that day, we're going to have an hour break for lunch, give everybody a chance to kind of recoup. Because believe it or not, it is kind of draining when you're going through all this. We'll be doing everything from psychometry to meditation to mediumship work to remote viewing, all of that. And people will come in and they'll go, well, I can't do this, but I want to try. Well, that's great. Trying at least is the first step, because the thing is, 99 times out of 100, everybody that comes in there that does this, for example, with remote viewing, I'll take a picture, I'll print it out from something off the internet. I'll just, you know, say the Eiffel Tower or something. I'll print it out. I'll fold it up. I'll put it inside another sheet of paper and put it inside a couple envelopes so they can't see the picture. They can't see the color. And what I'll do is I'll let each person hold that envelope for, half a minute and pass it on to the next person. And then when they're done, I'll let them share their impressions and write them down. And then after everybody's done that, we'll go ahead and we'll look back on what everybody got. And like I said, you know, 99 times out of 100, they're just right on target with what it was. They may say, you know, I'm feeling this city, and I don't understand why I'm hearing people talk in French. I don't get this, and I'm seeing this tall, pointy thing. Well, you know, if somebody's speaking French and you're saying something that's very tall and pointy, what would you say? You know, I mean, I said the Eiffel Tower, okay? And they start realizing that spirit gives them the ability to experience and to touch and to hear and to feel, but to learn how to discern what it is that they're getting. And that's what I will be teaching on the 17th.
Wow, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Now, for a person who desires this but has never experienced anything like this, mm-hmm. what would you tell them about being open to the possibility or being that's never had any kind of exercise as far as psychic or intuitive abilities are concerned? What would you tell them as far as how to proceed with this?
Okay. Now, if they were living here, I'd say come and look me up. I'll help you. There are time and time again, I've taught people that, you know, or at least got them off on the right foot, like how to open up to it. Now, if they're living, say, in Florida or something, I would encourage them to find somebody or go and at least watch somebody. Like, say, if there's a metaphysical chapel that has mediums there, or if they know some good mediums that are willing to talk to them, because there's a lot of mediums that I used to... No, okay, let me back up here a second. I used to do phone readings almost every day, and then I backed off from it just because it got to the point where somebody says, look, what color socks do I wear today? And I felt that kind of took the sacredness of what I consider a gift, or at least a privilege to be able to do, and tell people this is how you use this gift from spirit. In other words, I can look at somebody and I'll look at their eyes and I'll tell them, you're a healer, you're a medium, and this is what you do. I'll look at people and I'll say, these are the experiences you've had. And they go, yes. And I said, but you tell yourself you can't do it. And they go, well, I can't. And I said, but you just said you had the experience. How come you say you can't do it? Everybody can. I would encourage them to find somebody who is going to support them without exploiting them. And that's where it comes down to. The second that somebody tells them, oh, I can read for anybody, or they want, I don't want to say that an exchange of energy or an exchange of money is wrong, but there's a line there that you have to be careful with, meaning that if the person is going to help teach you, it's fair that you pay them for their time. But at the same time, if you're being exploited, be careful. Run. Because most mediums that are really genuine about it, you have no problems in teaching you. They're not afraid of teaching you because they realize and they know for themselves that everybody can do this, that it's a way of opening up to spirit, opening up to that God consciousness.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. That's a wonderful way of putting it. I want to change streams for a minute, Reverend Stephen, and I want to talk to you,
okay,
let people know that you also have another very interesting aspect of your life as far as teaching is concerned, that you're knee-deep, or I should say waist-deep, in karate.
Yeah. Yes. You just had a tournament today.
And how does
today.
That
yes.
fit
yes.
into the mediumship? That's an interesting combination,
okay,
my little Aries friend.
I think of it as spirituality. I really do. Because, if I was teaching somebody mediumship, or if I was teaching them martial arts, either one, I laugh because I have kids and I have adults as well that come in, and they go, how long does it take me to get my black belt? Like, it's going to take them 6 months. And I go, if you're here for the belt, go spend $10 on eBay and buy one.
Right.
Because the thing is that I said, once they realize that it's about reaching inside yourself and kind of tuning in and looking at those spiritual changes within yourself, then you start making those changes. And it's not a rush anymore. It's not a matter of, okay, when am I going to be a black belt or when am I going to be a medium? You realize it's an ongoing process that never, ever ends. So, I tell my students, I said, look, if you're going to go to in fact, we had a tournament today, and I was sitting off to the side before I was competing, and I'm sitting there meditating. And, one of the kids came up and they go, what are you doing? I said, you know me. I meditate. And they go, yeah, but at a tournament? And I said, sure. I want to see the fight ahead of time. And they say, you can see
that.
The fight ahead of time? And I said, well, yes. I said, because if you go inside yourself, you've got to know yourself before you can compete. If you know yourself and you know the other person, then everything is set up. But if you don't know yourself, you've already lost. So it's the same way with mediumship, that if I am reading for somebody and I'm angry, well, one, I'm going to hear them say, look, we're not doing this, you're angry. And I'm not going to hear what I need to, and besides, I'm going to let in things that I really don't want in there. But if I've quieted myself ahead of time, if I've kind of focused within to where the energy is that I want to take part of and take hold of, then I balance myself in a way that I want to. And it's the same way with martial arts. Martial arts, whether it's Tai Chi or Shotokan or Taekwondo or anything else, is a matter of focus and balance.
Beautifully said.
Yes.
Beautifully said.
It's not about tearing somebody up. That's not why we're there.
So why did you get into karate?
I started the first time in my 20s, and I was in it for about 5 or 6 years. And then I moved out of state from where I was living. And then here about 5 years ago, my wife went into her own private practice, and one of her partners that was there, his daughter was in the same class as one of my instructors. And so I wanted my children in it, and I got them in it, and I went, wow, okay, I'm home again. It was what I needed to do.
Just felt right.
Yes, it feels
right.
I love teaching.
Oh, I know you do. I've seen you at work.
Not surprising in your chart. It's to your benefit.
it's funny. I don't get tired from it. I'll get physically tired, but I don't get emotionally drained from it. It's something that you can add on to, and you just don't get tired if you really love it.
Well,
it's a
way
to take
a
look at his chart. Yeah. Let's take a look at his chart, Jacqueline. Let's give him a little mini reading on the air. What do you think?
Oh, sure. Okay.
He's been working pretty hard.
Where are you
going to
be for your birthday this year?
I've got a great birthday, tax day.
Boy. So are you going to be in Roanoke for your birthday?
When am I going to be on the 15th? Yes. Let's see, 15th. I have to think here. What day is that this year? That is the... I have to look. What day is the 15th on this year?
It's a Thursday.
Actually, I'll be teaching class that night, yes.
In Floyd, in Radford, where are you going to be?
Both. I'll be in Floyd with the little kids, and then I drive down to Bassett that night. Then on the...
Where do you live? Because your birthday is actually this year, when the sun returns to the same exact spot as when you were born, is April 14th at 11:59 p.m. So it's the night before, and you'll probably be asleep at midnight.
Oh, I hope. That would be a nice change.
But that's actually when your birthday is this year. So that's what your true birth is, and that's where it stamps off at.
Awesome, awesome.
You're going to be teaching a lot this year. That's great.
Absolutely, and he's going to love every minute of it, isn't he? He's going to get into a rhythm with it.
Yes, I love it. I really hope that the listeners that are there tonight, that are listening to us, that if they've felt like they've wanted to understand mediumship, or if they just wanted somebody to help nurture them along without feeling like they're going to be exploited or whatever, taken advantage of, I encourage them to come to that class on the 17th. At the very least, what they're going to find out, that because I always begin with taking them, we have a load of fun, one. If they walk out of there without having fun, then that's on them, because trust me, it's going to be fun. But I take them through meditation. I take them in and let them go into themselves, and they're going to find a level of peace with this class, along with learning the psychic, you know, awareness and the mediumship and all that. They're going to find a level of peace that, unless they've done this before and unless they really practice, because I don't care what level they are, if they're, you know, an outstanding medium, then please come to the class. If you're a brand new person to it, please come to the class, because you're going to find something within yourself that you've not found before. Every time I do a message service, or every time I teach a class, I learn something. And that's what it's about. It's finding, you know, I tell people that it's not, okay, we are a physical entity or being, and then we die and we're spirits. I tell people that, you know, that everything is God. You know, if you think of God being infinite and there's nothing that is not God, then if you're tuning into that, it's not just about hearing from grandma. You're going to be connecting with that God consciousness. And that's where it all begins.
Exactly. Now, Reverend Stephen, do you give phone sessions?
Yes.
At this time?
I do on and off. I do on and off. If I've read with somebody before, if I've met somebody before, I'll read for them over the phone. If I've talked to them for a while on the phone, I will typically read for somebody on the phone. If I haven't met them, if it's just a cold call, I probably won't. And there's some really long, drawn-out reasons for that that I won't go into. But I will do some if they're local at all, you know, if they can come to the church, you know, they can give me an email, whatever. There are times that I've had people that live out of state that go, will you please read? And I said, let me think on it. You know, send me your name and your birth date, and let me kind of think on this. And then I end up reading for them. Others, I've had people that live right here, and they go, read for me over the phone, and I'm going, no. And I said, and I explained to them why, you know, and they're good with it at that point. But it's kind of like, all of us going to a party or something and having too much to drink and start reading. Not smart. One, of what you're going to have come through, and two, you lose your control on what you can do. And I'd rather be able to focus and dedicate myself to that reading.
So what I'd like to say then, what I'd like to say then is, if you are here locally, here in Southwest Virginia, and you would love to check this out and actually meet Reverend Stephen in person, attend some of our services or classes, you can either reach him at 540-922-2776. If you are feeling that you want to study mediumship and you have some questions and you want to talk to him and just figure out how to take your bearings, you can email him at revstephen@nrvmeta.com. And that's R-E-V-S-T-E-V-E-N at nrvmeta, M-E-T-A.com. And he'd be able to maybe encourage you, email you back, give you some ideas of how you can approach your gift, and give you the kind of maybe encouragement that you need to talk to someone who has been there and done that and is really enjoying not only doing what he does so well, but passing upon that incredible knowledge and that experience to anyone who wants to come and experience it in person. Is that about right?
That works. How much time do we
Isn't
have
Isn't she
left?
Great with the way she words things? It's so awesome when she words things like that.
She's phenomenal. See, I get to, you know, show her, not have to show her at times. You know, it's just, you know, I get to keep her to myself now and then. How much more time do we have? Are we close to being out of time right now?
No, we could have
about
half hour.
Time.
Yeah.
If somebody calls in, if they have any questions, I'd be happy to, you know, answer questions for them.
All right. Would you like me to take a call now? I've got some people holding on.
Sure. I don't mind taking, you know, if they want to try and understand this thing.
Okay, great. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. We're talking to Reverend Stephen McLean. Did you have a question?
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Hi. This is the Illumination Station. We're interviewing Reverend Stephen McLean. Did you have a question for him?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, there's an echo back here. So my question is that in the change that we're going on right now, I find that a lot of people are in and out of relationships and you know, being off-centered and things like that. I just wondered, the people that come to you, are they kind of feeling that way too, and the tables of their life has been turned upside down?
A lot of them are. I tend to look at everything as being in cycles, okay? And you'll go through periods where everybody feels like everything is absolutely perfect and everything's in balance, and that, you know, yeah, it's always, you know, 70 degrees and sunny and no snow. Yeah, well, somebody, you know, some people love 70 degrees and no snow. Well, others don't. And the problem is that the weather changes for all of us, and it goes to where we all feel out of balance, and you get the, you know, Yeah, I'm going to use a metaphor here of you're feeling the gray, dreary day. But I have a lot of people that are coming and saying, I just don't feel like things are in order. And they'll ask me things like, well, do you think it's the December 21st thing? Well, no. I don't think it has anything to do with that at all. Energy is always shifting, no matter what it is. And one of the things that I teach people, especially with mediumship is not about just learning to talk to grandma. Mediumship is learning how to balance yourself and kind of get through these times when you're feeling uneasy. So, yes, I do see a lot of people that...
Well,
from an astrological viewpoint, we've had several planets that have changed size in the last 2 years that are very ponderous planets, and they pack a lot of power. Uranus and Pluto both being cardinal signs, people are being liberated from things that have restricted them in some way in order to be new and to grow again and to become who they really are. And I see that every day. How about you, Jacqueline?
I agree. I mean, we've had some major planetary changes going on at this point in time that I think are extremely empowering to the person themselves. Reverend Stephen was talking about all of us being a part of God, and everybody in everything we have is a part of God. And here we are all united as one, and I think that's really what it's coming to and where all of this energy is moving to, is bringing everybody to a oneness and a wholeness. And I think that's the reason why a lot of people are confused, is because this world has been a very physical world and not so ponderous and not so looking at the big picture and seeing the whole effect of what everybody's actions do.
Exactly.
Change can be disruptive, but it can also bring forth things that could never come through any other way.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And something that you know, that I'd like to interject here is, how is it that, you know, everybody's going, well, everything's all topsy-turvy. And I go, well, let me ask you something. I said, let me use one word here, politics. And they go, oh, my God, I can't wait to get to the polls. I have just got to stand up and fight, and I've got to go in there, and I have to, and they do it with anger. And I go, are you hearing yourself? I said, what are you co-creating here? I said, you use the word fight. You use the word, you know, that you're angry. You're doing all these things that what are you co-creating? You know, what do you expect with the energy that you have, if that's what you're co-creating? So there's a difference of, like, going, okay, you know, I'm not thrilled with the current politics. What is it I can do to change it peacefully?
Absolutely.
You know,
peacefully is the key word there.
Exactly. Well, thank you for calling in tonight. We have a couple of other people, I think, that might have a question for Reverend Stephen.
Awesome.
I appreciate you calling in.
Welcome.
All right, have a good night.
Bless you.
Bless you is right. We have some wonderful people have been calling in tonight, Reverend Stephen. I think you were listening to most of the show. I think here's somebody local. Let me see if they want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air with Reverend Stephen McLean. Do you have a question for him?
Hi, Stephen.
Hi, how are you? Who am I talking to?
Margie.
Hi, Margie. How are you?
I'm fine. I just need to know, like, could I get a message from one of my guys?
Sure. Do you know any of your guys?
No.
Okay. Will you say your full name and birthday for me?
9/18/51.
Okay, and say your full name.
Margie Brotherton.
Okay, that's your full name at birth?
Yes.
Okay. You're talking about your guides, and I'm seeing you stand around you right now. You tend to have a lot of Okay, I'll tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing several of the books on spirituality in front of you. It may be mediumship. It may be about guides. It may be on comparative religions. It's all about spirituality and not just religion. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. I see you as picking up these books and going through it and you go, oh, I get that. And then you go, okay, I'm done. And you race to the next book. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I keep seeing your guides standing around you, and they're like going, and this is not an uncommon message to people. When people are, because as soon as you pick up the phone and I'm listening, I'm going, okay, here, this one comes, I've got it. They want to race. It's like earlier I was talking about people wanting to race towards their black belt or race towards becoming a medium. Stop the race. You know, it's like you can pick up a book and go, wow, that book was phenomenal. I really got it spiritually. It touched me very deeply. But don't race to the next book. You know, it's like taking a bite of food and chewing it slowly and getting all the flavors from it, okay? Or you can take that same plate of food and scarf it down, okay? What are you going to do? What are you getting the most from? Because if you're scarfing this thing down, you're not getting what they're trying to show you. And your guides right now are telling you, you know, your life could be, I don't want to say so much better, but you're surrounded with all this light. And when I see the light around somebody like that, it's not about religion. It's about spirituality and kind of the oneness with spirits, the oneness with God. And they're saying, just take a breath and breathe. Quiet yourself and tell the men and tell the ladies and tell the kids and tell everybody else, go away. It's my quiet Calgon time, you know? So, you know. That's what you need to do. That's what they're talking about. And you know, I don't know. I'm hearing from one that sounds very much like Michael. Okay, which would to me, I get a lot of biblical names when it talks about guides. I would say he's probably your master teacher. And I won't go into the whole long thing about guides and all that right now. But are you local? Are you?
Yes.
Why don't you come into, if you can, come into the church sometime or down to the message service or just come on whatever day, and we can sit and talk, and I'll help you with your guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So glad you called in tonight. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, bye. That was very sweet. Nice energy. We talked to her a little earlier.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah. I think we have somebody else that wants to ask you a question. Are you ready?
Sure.
Hi, you're on the air. This is the Illumination Station. Did you have a question for Reverend Stephen McLean?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Did you have a question for Reverend Stephen tonight?
I do. I got through again. I'm so happy.
Awesome.
No, I actually spoke to you yesterday, I think it was, because I wanted to know about the show tonight, if it was live or on the air.
Yes.
Okay, and I had called in early, and I spoke to those ladies earlier, so I had a great talk with them.
Mm-hmm.
What I heard you say earlier was, and I have your next meeting on my calendar for the 17th.
Yes. We have on the 9th, which would be next Friday night, I've got a message service that I'm doing. It's the monthly fundraiser for the church. And, of course, we have our Sunday morning worship services. But the 17th is the worship.
Yes. But I'm coming tomorrow, but I'm coming on the 17th as well. What I heard you say earlier was if you've ever taken a wrong turn when something inside you said, don't do that, you know, and you end up in this big mess. I've had that happen.
Yep.
And I'm sure probably people have, everybody has, but nobody pays attention to it. And that was something that happened to me long ago. But I never forgot it.
Okay.
When I called in for my reading with the women, they told me that there was some psychic abilities in there, and I'm just like, okay, I've got Stephen McLean's on my calendar for the 17th.
I love it.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I don't know if you women remember me, but I was the one who, I am in Virginia, and I'm coming tomorrow to the service tomorrow.
Yeah, we're looking forward to meeting you. I am.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Jacqueline's down in Florida, so she can't meet you in person yet.
Well, I was just there last week from my mom's death, so unfortunately.
I'm sorry about that. But it's
well,
been beautiful out here. The weather's been great.
Oh, absolutely. So my question to you is, if you've had those kind of experiences, does that mean that you have the ability with what you teach in your class to be able to learn what you do?
Yes.
Okay.
I will say that I can struggle. Okay. You're going to learn more on the 17th than what I can teach in an hour. But, or I should say different things. Okay. Because if I spend every day with you for the next 10 years, I'm never going to be able to teach it all because I don't know it all. Okay.
Okay.
I can teach you what I know. I can teach you what I learned. And the thing is that I have seen people that are phenomenally gifted mediums. I can't hold a candle to them. And yet they will turn around and they'll go, I can't do this. And I'm like, oh, my God, if I had your gift. These people, they see and they hear and they do all these things. And they put their fingers in their ears, and they close their eyes, and they do the la-la-la thing, and they ignore it. You know, they have their spouses or loved one come to them and stand right in front of them and scream at the top of their lungs and say, I'm here, I'm not gone. And the person says, you know what, when you're gone, you're gone.
Right.
But yet, they have stood there and they have felt them. The spirit. I mean, I can tell you this. I was in a person's house that they asked me to come and read for one of their loved ones, and they had a box of pictures on the kitchen table, and spirit was standing there, and I said, look, your dad's standing here. He passed away. He wants to talk to you. He's not talking to her. He wants to talk to you. Oh, I don't believe this. This is crap. And the box, I'm not kidding you. The windows were shut. Nothing was open. There was no wind from anywhere. And each and every one of those pictures blew around the room like a bomb went off. And the only picture that was left facing up was the picture of the woman that was there that said, I don't believe in this, and the dad. And I said, this is your dad. And she said, yes. And I said, and? And she's like, oh, I don't, I don't believe this. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. You can answer me yes or no. You have been seeing your dad. It's first thing in the morning, you're waking up at early dawn. And I said, he's standing there next to your bed, and you kind of blink your eyes, and then he's not there, and you roll over and go back to sleep. Yes. I said, okay, you've been doing all these things. You turn on the radio, and you're going down the street, and all of a sudden, you've been thinking of your dad. You turn on the radio, and the first song that's on there is My Father's Eyes, Eric Clapton. Yes. And I said, you go a mile down the street, and I said, you're thinking of your dad. All of a sudden, you have to take a detour, and you're feeling your dad, and you've never been to that area before. And here's your, James Gregory Street, and that's the name of her dad or something. I said, how much more do you need to have it hit you before you understand that your dad's talking to you, and you tell me you feel him, you tell me you've heard him, but you tell me he doesn't exist. What's he got to do?
Right.
I said all he wants you to know is that he loves you. And they're waiting to see Dad walk across the room. I said, Dad doesn't walk across the freaking room. Dad's just there.
Yeah. Well, we're almost at the top of the hour. We're so glad you called in. I'm looking so forward to meeting you tomorrow.
Thank you. Me too.
And I'm sure we'll have fun. We always do.
Yeah. Awesome.
Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're almost at the top of the hour, so let's tell people how they can reach each one of us. Jacqueline, you start first.
Okay. You can come and see me on the Treasure Coast of Florida, or you can give me a call at 772-286-2720.
And you can reach me, and I can tell you all the places I'm going to be, at 540-400-0110. And Reverend Stephen?
Okay. The easiest way, email Rev Stephen, that's R-E-V-S-T-E-V-E-N, Rev Stephen at nrvmeta.com. So Rev Stephen at nrvmeta.com. You can reach me by phone. It's not as easy to reach me by phone because where I live. But you understand that. I love living in the mountains. But email is probably the best, or if they're within driving distance of Radford, come and see us. You know, I mean, you know, you don't have to call me Reverend Stephen. You don't have to treat me differently. You know, if you've got a question about mediumship, come and ask. I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Can you tell them where the chapel is located?
Yeah. If you're coming into Radford, trying to think, where Main Street becomes West Main. If you're coming from Radford University and you're on Main Street, it becomes West Main. You would have the university at your back. You keep going straight. You'll pass the bridge that crosses the river into Farallon. That'll be on your right. You keep going straight. You'll pass Wade's Grocery Store. It's on your right. Keep going down the street. The West Main makes a hard bend to the left, and we're just inside that bend. You'll see a single-story building. You'll see the wreath on the door and the sign on the front of the building. It says New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel, and it's easy to find us. And you can always ring my phone on a Sunday morning before 11 o'clock, and I'll pick it up. And if you're lost, we'll get you there. So. And we're also at 1410 West Main, so 1410 West Main, Radford.
Exactly. And
for GPS.
We're so happy to have you. Yes, we're so happy to have you on the show tonight.
Oh, thank you. It was truly a privilege.
Really enjoyed talking with you. You're great. You know, you keep on
doing
what
you're doing. Thank you, Jacqueline. Thank you. I enjoyed listening to your alerts. You two are awesome.
Well, we'll be doing this again soon.
Thank you.
We're going to have reports about how the classes work out later on, and Jacqueline's probably going to be having a couple special guests on, too. So keep that in mind if you're around, you want to tune in.
Awesome. I will. Talk to you guys later. Have a great evening.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye.